I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. I mean, I don't even know what I'm watching right now. Are you watching this? Colorado State is playing San Diego State, right? But they have, I guess they must have some thing where I just am out of the loop. But are they calling themselves the Aggies now? The Colorado State Aggies? Because they've always been the Rams.
No, they're still the Rams. They're still the Rams.
Well, why are they wearing uniforms that say Aggies? Is there some history I don't know about?
I don't know. I'll take a look.
Anyway, they're wearing orange uniforms that say Aggies, Colorado State Aggies. Maybe that was back in the day, like in the 50s or something. Who knows? Anyway, their lead has shrunk. 52-44 now, all of a sudden. They're going to play games with San Diego State. Even their warm-ups have a big A on them, like Aggies. It's just unbelievable. Like, they've always been the Rams. They even have the Ram logo up in the scoreboard. It must be some old school uniform they're wearing. Anyway, tonight, Jared Allen had 20 and 20. I guess he had 29 and 22 boards. So he had 29 and 22. That's incredible. And did you see Vucevic tonight, what he did?
What did he do?
He had 35, 15, and 3 blocks. For the Bulls against the Pacers. The Pacers started a JV team, the 11th grade JV high school team. That's what they started tonight from Carmel. From Carmel High. They started the high school team tonight against the Bulls because there wasn't one player on the Pacers playing. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, the fro going off tonight. Carver. All right, so we didn't really talk about this, the De'Aaron Fox. I was talking to Coach Young tonight off air, and I'm like, they got to get rid of Randall, the mope. Get rid of him. Do it now. What are you waiting for? Next Thursday's the trade deadline. Just do it now. And if you don't want Harden, what are you waiting for? Do it now. I mean, if you're such a badass, you know what I've been hearing all day for 2-3 days is Daryl Morey such a badass, such a deal maker. This guy hasn't swung one deal in Philly, has he? He swung 50 in Houston. He hasn't done jack in Philly. What has he done? Has he traded Simmons? No. And now they're saying Harden wants to play Philly. Has he traded for his boy Harden? No. Well, what's he waiting for? Carver High. Just pull the trigger. They didn't play him tonight. He doesn't have a bad hamstring. He's sitting because he's getting dealt.
And I agree.
He's lying through his teeth when he says he likes Brooklyn. He's lying through his teeth. The guy's unpleasable. And then I heard today, the best thing I heard about him is he's a hillbilly. That he should just be somewhere, like Houston or when he was in Oak City. That's what makes him happy, not being in New York City. He doesn't like it.
Philly
takes a certain breed.
That sure ain't Philly.
Well, Philly's a tough town. That's a tough town. You know it is. It's hard. Those people are hardcore. I mean, if there's one place that I go and I keep my mouth shut, that's one of them. You go to a game there and shut your mouth. Or you get your ass beat. Somebody will beat your ass, put you in a coma. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius. Of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map Radio in Houston, home of the beard. And then Sports Byline USA, Ron Barr and Company in San Fran City, by the bay, in the way.
So,
why not trade him? Just trade him.
I think
stop with the games, Carver High. Get rid of this mope. I'm sick of Randall. He sucks.
Randall said today that it was just gossip.
Rumors.
That's just gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, as much as a mope that he's been around the Knicks, the last place he wants to go is to that witness protection program. You don't want to go out there.
Yeah, he don't want to go there.
Because you don't matter out there.
He doesn't want to raise his child there.
Nobody ever matters out there.
I mean, it is so different. You know, I lived out there, right, in San Francisco. And I don't know enough to, like, sit here and act like I'm some kind of, you know, Northern California genius. But I certainly lived there for a year or so. I mean, I got a taste of it. I loved it. But the one thing I learned about it is like, believe me, you, Sacramento is not San Francisco. And it is, I think it's like an hour away, something like that. And I mean to tell you, it is not San Francisco. And the people there just get so bent out of shape when you like lay it out that way. Like if they're listening right now, they want to kill me.
They don't like it. They don't like it at all.
Yeah, they want to. I mean, they want to kill me right now that I'm saying this stuff. But the funny thing is I was always on in Sacramento. I was on 1140 KHTK forever, and I've been I've been cool with those people. What do you mean, you people?
You people.
I just think, you know, you're right. It's purgatory for the NBA. I mean, it really is. It's the worst place in the NBA, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's Pharrell on a bench. I mean, honestly, I was just thinking about it. You know, we're going to L.A. First thing in the morning, real early tomorrow. I am anyway. Carver High's going a little bit later, but I'm going really early. And I mean, it is just going to be Gandhi out there, like 75 to 83 every single day and just sunny. I looked at the weather forecast. Literally, there's not a cloud in the sky. And all I know, that's the way it usually is, Carver High. The last time you went, it was raining. It was unbelievable.
It was cloudy for 3 days the last time we went. The sun didn't come out.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Because you're going to find out this time what it's all about. You've never been out there when it's just sunny all the time?
No. We were there for the Spence Porter fight. It was cloudy for 3 straight days.
It sucked. But that's over with and done. So
no, that ain't happening this time.
No. So it's just gonna be Gandhi. And then what happens is, the 34C gets, clearly she's upset about it. You know, she's just like, she doesn't care. She's not like sitting around crying about it. But she, you know, she's not celebrating the fact that I'm going to Los Angeles where it's gonna be 80 degrees and sunny every day. And then I'm like, which sunblock should I bring? That's what I asked her. She's like, go F yourself. Because we live in frozen tundra, New York City, just miserable, cold, gray, blizzard, cold, ice storm. We're having an ice storm right now. It's freezing outside. It's 10 degrees, and it's a sheet of ice everywhere in Manhattan. Yes. And it's literally, if you walk outside, you're going to break your neck. That's how icy it is. And I'm like, yeah, listen, should I use this 15 or this 30 block? And she's like, I'm going to sleep with one of your friends.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about sunblock.
Slow down there.
No sunblock this trip.
Well, because you're going to be inside all day.
I am. You know, I'm going to be in that convention center for about 12, 13 hours a day. So,
you got a horrible schedule. Yeah, I won't even deny that you have a horrible schedule. I mean, I don't have. It's not like I have some celebration schedule. I got to do two shows a day, and I got to sit there and wait for 4 hours in between them. I can't go anywhere. What am I going to do? I mean, I could go somewhere, grab a bite at 5 or something. I got to be back there at 7. So as long as I'm out of wherever at 6:25 and I can get back there by 7, I'm golden West Coast time, right? But you have to do it even longer. I mean, I won't even deny that. It's no joke. But I can actually, at 3 o'clock, I could actually walk around or go somewhere, do whatever, have a drink, have a meal, and come back. But that's about it. And then when I'm done after that, you know what's weird? You've been there with me before. At nighttime in L.A., believe it or not, I know this sounds crazy, but at night, like 9 o'clock at night in L.A., it's like dead. And there's nothing open to eat. There's nowhere to eat. You remember? We would go, we walked around forever looking for a place to eat. We had to eat in like a bar food. That's the best we could do.
Yeah, especially that in that area down there, that heavy downtown area. I'm sure if we went a little further out, maybe it would have been different. But in that central area down there, if there's nothing happening, not an event or anything, it's closed pretty early.
Right.
I don't think that'll be the case this week. I'm sure with the Super Bowl in town, there's going to be a little bit more liveliness to it.
Do you think they're going to have action at that convention center? Like,
there's going to be action
going on there. Like,
there's going to be action.
Do you think there'll be like media, like food and stuff?
Oh yeah. Oh, they're going to put the spread out.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I could see them just, you know, we saw you and I, like, you've seen it, like boxing went from massive spread, everything was extravagant, to literally like a bucket of ice and a water. Do you remember when it got down to like just water and ice?
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad. I have to tell you, they have literally, can you believe this game now? It's 56-54. San Diego State came back. Are you watching this?
Wow. No, I didn't.
They were
down
15 3 minutes ago. It's a 2-point game, and Colorado State's laying 2.5. What did you find out about the Aggies? Anything?
That is a throwback. That is the original mascot of Colorado State back when they were Colorado A&M. So that is what they are celebrating tonight, the old orange colors they used to wear in the Aggie name.
They just missed a layup, a driving layup, and now San Diego State, with under 30, can tie the game or win the game. The shot clock's the same as the game clock almost, by 3 seconds. They could get a shot off right here. There's a fall-away shot, brick, air ball, but they got their own rebound. Now a 3 to win the game. Made.
Wow.
Oh, he made it. 13 seconds left. Colorado State's down 1. They're going to blow this game. They're going to lose this game. Short jumper, made. Now they got the lead with 6 left.
Wow.
58-57, 5-4-3 from the wing. He walked. No call. Miss. Brick. Game over.
Wow.
But they don't cover. Oh, no, to humanity. They don't cover. They blow. They're celebrating, but they don't celebrate. Don't celebrate when you don't cover. You're up 15 with 3 minutes to go, and you win by 1. You suck.
That's what a melt.
That's terrible. But that was terrible, that blown. That's a bad beat. And they're celebrating beating San Diego State. The students are crushing the floor. They're out there dancing with the players. You know, they lost to San Diego State at San Diego State by like 30 this year. And then they beat them. Just one sidebar that you should know. Jesus lives in Fort Collins.
Is that a fact?
I have never in my life been to a more hippie town ever anywhere than Fort Collins, Colorado. I mean, there is more hippies and reefer and mushrooms and people tripping on acid than there are in that place. I don't care if you're the mayor, if you're the governor, you know it's true. Don't even question me. You can say, can you believe this guy saying these things about our state and our city? Can you believe this guy on the radio? Well, except that I'm right. I lived there for a very short period of time, just like a drive-by. I had to do something there. And you know the story. I've told you before why I was there. And I was there just for like 3 months, 4 months, something like that. And it was like, I was like, what is going on here? I'm like, what is happening? Like, I would go down into the town where the college was, and the like bars and restaurants, and I'd be like, what in the Pharrell is happening here? Everyone's a hippie. Everyone. I mean, everyone. I mean, just like everybody smells like patchouli oil. They all have reggae hairdo, like rocking the braids, you know, like they haven't showered in months. Like, I'm not even making this stuff up. Like, what you're seeing right now on TV is not what it's like in town, like at the college. Like, seriously, like the basketball crowd of 15,000, those are the clean cut kids from the, you know, frats and sororities. Everybody else is on mushrooms and tripping. And they wear, like, the clothes they wear, it's like being at a Dead show. I mean, the whole town is like a Grateful Dead concert. I'm not even kidding. Like, I was like, what is going on here? I was like, I was with this chick. I go, hey, can we get some mushrooms or something? She's like, yeah, I'll be back in 10 minutes. I was like, all right, let's go. And you know what's really funny is they're still celebrating the win. They're on the floor dancing, and there's no reason to be celebrating. I mean, it's like you think they beat Kentucky. Now there they are. There's some of the hippies. They're there. They're here. I just saw them. They're all reggae hairdo. Haven't shaved. Haven't showered in weeks. Girls have hairy armpits. The whole deal. There they are. Hairy armpits. They're celebrating, you know, 7 minutes after beating a team that beat them by 30. But it's not, they're a conference team. It's just like winning a, I mean, I know it was a big game and everything, but you can't celebrate over a minute. You can't be dancing for 7 minutes after you blow a 15-point lead in 3 minutes. What a bunch of posers, too. Colorado State, they were up 15. So I'm looking at this commercial for Jamaica on the Sixers game right now, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I went to Jamaica, and what a nightmare that place is. I mean, I have never been so hunted down by people in my life. Have you ever been there, Carcabri?
I have been there, yes. Went there for their honeymoon.
So I don't know where you were, where Ocho Rios, whatever the hell it's called.
I was in the main one. What's the main? Not Ocho Rios. Not,
I don't know.
Maybe it is Kingston. I don't know. Whatever the biggest city is there, village.
Anyway,
whatever you want to call it.
When I was there, like, dude, all I remember was just like getting hounded by people. Like, I couldn't even walk without somebody trying to sell me something, clothes, drugs, everything. Like, I mean, the souvenir people, like. One time I was on a cruise and I went through there and I got off the boat and I thought I had people rappelling on. I had so many people, like, I thought they were going to take me away and put me in the woods, tie me up. I got just absolutely harassed. I mean, every second I was off that boat, I was just being harassed by people, by Jamaicans. I was like, what is going on here? I was like, get me back on that yacht. I was like, I'm on this huge cruise ship in the big ass suite. I had it all going. And then I get off the boat. I'm being just chased down the street by old fat ladies. I'm like, I can't even do this. I can't shy. I got people shoving stuff in my face. I'm like, what could be worse? And then they run these commercials like it's heaven on earth. And I'm like, it was a nightmare.
Well, if you like, earth. Like when we went, like we never left. We never left the resort. So if you stay inside the walls of the resort, you're all right. It's when you leave the resort that happens.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I wasn't into it at all. I was like, this place sucks. I've been to every island known to man, and I gave it a bad grade. It didn't do it for me. There's nothing worse than getting, like, being harassed. I'm just like, get out of my face, dude. I don't want anything. Leave me alone. Christ, you're going to make me drink.
That happened a lot to me. The cruise that we went on, I forget the places we stopped. Maybe like Belize and Cancun and Honduras and stuff. Like, it's the same deal. Like, you get off the boat and it's just, they're after you. I mean, they're after
you. Yeah, you're doomed. I told you I'll never go on another one of them boats as long as I live.
I tell you, if you do want to go, it's not going to cost you much right now. Man, they're giving those trips away.
Yeah, because you go on those trips and you end up dead. Everyone, I mean, it's just like a petri dish. You know what's weird, though, is that no one wants to admit it, but I know this sounds insane, particularly when we're going to Los Angeles and you have to wear a mask everywhere. Everywhere you go, you got to wear a mask in California, right? But meanwhile, last night I'm doing the show with Mafia, and I was watching the Lakers and Clippers. Nobody had a mask on at the game. Nobody.
No.
It was like at least 70-30.
Same thing with the Ram Niner game last week. Nobody had a mask on there.
Nobody had a mask on. But meanwhile, it's like the law. You have to wear a mask everywhere. So here I am, and here's the point I'm trying to make, is that, like, I heard today that, not that it's true, I don't even know, but like 49 states, it's like gone. It's done. There's no more, like, people going to hospitals. There's no more people coming down with COVID. Is that about right? Is that what you've heard? Like, it's all like drastically, dramatically dropping.
I stopped.
It's barely watching. Anywhere.
I can't watch the news anymore.
You just can't take it anymore?
I don't even care. Yeah, it's not that. It's just too much. It's just too much negativity. I couldn't do it anymore.
Too much bad news.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is.
Well, these people, what do you mean? You people. They're making us take daily tests out there or something like this.
I know. It's one, you know, they already have the rule where, you know, people needed three shots just to get in the door, right? I mean, you can't get in the door unless you got three shots.
Right.
And now on top of the three shots, they want you taking a test when you're out there so that you don't have to wear a mask when you're doing the show.
I think that's utter bullshack. I think it's utter bullshack. You got the booster and two vaccines, and then I still got to take more tests every day? To get into that building? I mean, why are we even
every
going?
Day. We got to do it once.
Well, whatever. Once, five times, what's the difference? It's a pain in the ass. I have never gotten more emails in my life about anything than this event we're going to. I mean, honestly, it's just overwhelming. Like, it's like, I need a shrink. I've gotten so many emails. You stop. Here's the deal. You stopped watching the news. I stopped reading emails. I haven't read an email in a month. I can't take it anymore. And all the things I have to do, how do I keep track of it? How do I keep track of all the medical things I have to go through to go do these shows? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, somebody around here has to tell it like it is. Christ almighty, what's next? I'm going to have a rectal check when I get there? Going to stick a thermometer in my ear and my butt? Honestly, don't even tell me I'm wrong either. How do you like it? You got to be probed a little bit when you get out there, Carver High? You excited about it?
I think it's a little out of control that you've already made.
You got to give a blood sample, maybe some DNA.
Three shots, and they still want to do more. You know.
I mean, it's hilarious. The NFL doesn't even test the players anymore, but they're testing us.
Yeah.
Like, what are we, guinea pigs?
They don't test the players anymore. You're right. And I already know how this is going to go this week. You know, by Wednesday or Thursday, it's probably going to be just a free-for-all, and people are going to be rolling in there, not having to do any of that stuff. So,
what does that mean? People are going to roll in there and not have to do anything. What does that mean?
You know, like when, you know, players start showing up and other people start showing up to come in and sit on all their interviews. I'm sure that the rules won't apply for them. So.
I've never in my life. I'm taking this. Are you bringing your booster card and all that?
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Well, what does that mean? You just took a picture of it?
No, New York State has like an app that has all the information from when you got your shot.
I have never in my life, like, I mean, we're taking more tests now now that it's over than when it was bad. Like, from 2020 until now, you've had to take 50 million tests and you've had to take vaccines and boosters and everything else. And now you go to the Super Bowl and you have to go be above and beyond. I mean, it's like we have AIDS. I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, what's next? They're going to clip my toenails and take them? Am I going to have to cut a finger off? Am I going to get diabetes? I've never in my life had more emails about my health. Christ, I was in the hospital a couple weeks ago with IV shoved in my arm with epididymitis dying, and I got less treatment than I'm getting at the Super Bowl. I'm not even going to the game. I'm not even going near the game. I'm going to this, don't even get me started. I don't even care. You know what I'm going to do when I do the test? I'm going to do a gigantic snot luge. I'm going to yank one out of my inner, right from my sack. I'm going to pull it up. Just the most gigantic gob of green lung torque, cack, death that I can pull out of my body. Like cancer, I'm going to pull out. I'm going to pull out a luge from the early 80s. And I'm going to just drop it right into their dish. I'm going to say, why don't you test that? And here, give me this, and I'll stick this in this hole. Let's see what happens with this. You got any? I got some dingleberries. Try that on for size. Why don't you test that, too, while you're at it? See if I got colon cancer. I have never in my life seen anything like it. I'm like, what is next? They're going to take my corneas? I mean, what is going on? I don't even know what's happening. I feel like I'm good. You know what I feel like? I feel like I'm going to space. I'm going to the moon, Carver. They're gonna test me. The NFL is going to test me for going to the moon. You know what they should test for? I heard actually that they are. Hopefully I'll still get my credential on Sunday. But what I'm hearing deep from my sources is that there's a new test they're going to be doing on us on Sunday morning, where they're going to scrape your tongue, and it's going to determine if you're a racist or not. Mm. Because, you know, because they've been accused of it so much lately. Now they're trying to weed through all the racists in the media, and they're going to see if any of us are racists because they're so racist. The league, you know, the league itself with all their, they got one black guy working in the whole league. So they're going to, what they're going to do is they're going to blame it on fat white media guys that spend 24 hours a day trying to pretend like they care about the black coaching problem in the NFL. Is there, what's worse, the problem or all the white guys trying to solve it on the radio? God, I just keep coming up with great points, don't I? I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's only so much time in a day when I could be so right. It's wrong, man. That's for our family only, Carver High. That little hors d'oeuvre. Anyway, I just wanted to say it's 40 to 36ers over Dallas. And I just wanted to say, because I didn't want to like finish the show without being, you know, positive about something. You know, being a little more positive here because I'm going to be probed by the NFL when I get out there. Right. So I just want to say something positive. I'm positive that Danny Green should retire because he's the worst effing basketball player I've ever seen in my life. He can't hit a shot to save his ass, and he is the worst shooter now in the NBA. I haven't seen a guy hit a shot in 3 years. Have you? Carver High? He sucks so bad. He's hairdryer city. He is hairdryer city. I cannot believe that someone actually pays that brother to play in the NBA because he absolutely has completely lost it. Am I wrong?
He sucks.
I mean, does he suck? I just saw him shoot an air ball in the corner, three. He missed everything. I mean, he missed the rim by 7 feet. And there was nobody on him. I mean, nobody on him. And I'm just like, oh my God. But, you know, I'm sure he's probably shooting better than that tonight or something or whatever. But the only time I saw him shoot tonight, because you've heard me say a million times how bad I think he sucks. And then tonight I'm like, man, does he suck? And then I see him and he's only taken one shot. And that was the shot he took. And it was a 7-foot airball miss. And I'm like, he's so bad. I'm not even kidding you. How many times have you heard me say on Coast to Coast or Verona Bench over the last 3 years that Danny Green sucks? I mean, you've heard me say it 100,000 times.
Several hundred.
He's the worst shooter in the league. And you know what's funny? I'm sure he's got these great numbers. Meanwhile, I haven't seen a guy hit a shot. He's averaging 6 points a game now. And, I mean, he just completely sucks. He's 34 and he's washed. It's over. They got to get rid of him. He's got to be out of the league. He's done. He can't shoot anymore. He sucks. He's terrible. So, you wanted me to be positive? There you go. I'm positive. I'm positive how bad he sucks. I'm not nice. I'm positive that he sucks. You thought I was going to say something nice about the NFL and my probing. Going to the moon. I'm going to be probed by Martians. Aliens. Aliens are going to probe me on a spacecraft. They're going to give me, what is it called? When acupuncture with needles. They're going to drive needles in my brain and study me when I get to the Super Bowl. The NFL. Where 3 shots is not enough. You know, it's so funny to me. It's okay. California just wants you to wear a mask, but the NFL wants you to have 5 shots. Meanwhile, they don't even test their own players anymore. Did you know that? They don't even test the NFL players. Is that not incredible to you? Is that not the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen?
I was very surprised when I saw that there was more besides the third shot. Very surprised.
I mean, I'm blown away by it. I'm just blown away by it. I'm like, let's see, they don't test the players anymore in the league. Nobody's got it anywhere, but I'm getting fully probed. So we're going to have to take a slice of your skin. We're going to have to take a graph from your ass cheek. Bend over and cough and call me Charlie. We're going to take just a little ham shaving of your ass cheek. We'll get back to you by tomorrow at noon. Like picking up your dry cleaning. Yeah, you can get your results tomorrow at noon down in the lobby, in the hotel lobby. Free breakfast down there, powdered eggs, orange juice. They have cranberry juice too. And fresh coffee. And your ass shaving. I mean, it's like, I got to tell you, honestly, the beef stroganoff is sitting up on top of the stovetop.
I've been getting reviews over here.
I'm getting reviews. And it's the reviews are glowing that but it's never as good when it's been sitting there for 2 hours just rotting. It's not even like hot. It's not fresh like in the restaurant. You know, or right home for the restaurant. If she would have pulled in the driveway at 9:30 East and given me that here in Manhattan, like a big old bowl of beef stroganoff, burgundy wine, gravy, concoction of love. Instead, I get it at midnight with just mold on it. Would you like an ass shaving with that or an Italian ice? I'll have the ass shaving and the Italian ice, please, in a cherry. Thank you. Now, look, I'm watching NBA commercials with all the players getting their vaccine. Not even the booster, just their vaccine. Everybody needs to get their vaccine. No, not the NFL. You got to be probed to go to the NFL event. You know, it's funny. Everything, everywhere, it's gone. It's over. It's done. Even the Omicron is done. It really is, right? Like, turn on the news. It's over. And then, like, but now all of a sudden, I'm a problem. I got 50 shots in me, but I got to go get probed. That's just, it's beyond bizarre. It's just, it's inexplicable. It really is. You know what would really be cool is that, you know, my good friend Dougie Fresh, you know, he says he's going to come do the show this week on TV, Famous Last Words, because he's so huge and so gigantic and agent and, you know, partying and everything and going to events and going to this and that, that, you know, hopefully he'll show up. But, and I pray to God he does, because he's got a lot of juice and a lot of friends and blah, blah, blah. But you know who he introduced me to, which was, and you know this, I became friends with Gavin Newsom through Dougie Fresh. And I know people in California want him dead, the governor. I mean, they hate him, right? Like, he is just, I mean, this guy is loathed like no one else. They hate him, right? I mean, like, people just hate him. It doesn't matter who the governor of California is. They're all the same. If you know, this guy Adams, the mayor of New York City, he thinks he's going to get any better treatment than that guy de Blasio got. He's just absolutely smoking like 1985 crack rock. Okay. Because whoever's the mayor of this city is going to be abused from the day they get office until the day they leave. Have you ever seen anything like the torture they gave that de Blasio guy? Have you ever seen anyone get abused like him before in your life? A politician.
Deserved it.
Okay, well, this guy's going to get it just as bad. And have you ever seen what they do to Gavin Newsom in California? I mean, they want to kill him. I mean, dead. But I'm good friends with him. So I just want everyone to kiss my ass 6 ways till Sunday. Because he really is like one. You met him, Carver High. He's like one of the coolest guys ever. He's a guy's guy. Loves sports. He's crazy about sports. And he's just, he's hip, he's down, he's fun, he's cool. Like, you met him, like, you don't think that dude's cool?
Seems like a nice guy.
Oh, that was a glowing review. Carver High with it. He seems like a genuinely nice guy overall.
Seems like a nice guy.
I'm not giving it much more than that. I mean, I'm... You know what it is? Carver High's all bent because he's from Strong Island. He ain't got no time for some cat, some pretty boy from California. He's like, that's whatever, facts. Dude. Can you give me 4 more minutes and then a quick 2 minute and just get me out of here? He's like, I got a pack. I got a screaming baby. I got to get to the airport.
That should be a pretty relaxing flight for me.
Mavi and I are on the same flight tomorrow morning. I didn't offer him to go with me. He lives like 10, 15 minutes from me. I just said, I'll see you there. I mean, I did. I was like, we're on the same flight? That's great. I was like, yeah, all right, I'll see you there. I don't really want to. No, I'm not being a jerk. I just don't want to really, at 6 in the morning, I don't really want to talk to anybody. I want to get in that car and go back to bed. And I hope that my boy... Kung Fu doesn't drive off the road in an ice storm. You've driven with my boy Kung Fu. He drives like 20 in a 70.
That guy's... He's
the worst.
Yeah.
And he always is the guy that comes to get me. My boy Kung Fu. I remember we talked to him. He never says a word. I'm like, hey, listen, no, dude, can you do me a favor? And he's like, nah.
He's like the ice man.
Like, I don't talk.
You get nothing out. Yeah. He freezes you out. He's cold.
He doesn't speak English is what it boils down to. He just that doesn't understand a word you say to him. He's like, listen, the car's on fire. He's like, no.
I mean, he knows you go to that United Premier, though. He knows he gets you right in that United Premier.
Yeah. I always tip him well. I mean, I don't know what more you want. Like, you know what's funny? People become real friendly when you give them big tips. You know, the whole way there, they think you're a jerk until you tip them fat. And then all of a sudden, they know. Because, like, I go to everywhere I go, I tip big. Right? I tip waiters big. I'm cool with everybody. And then, like, it's the funny one is when I go now to get, like, because I have damaged feet, right, from basketball, so I go get pedis. You know I do that. I just go for the scraping, the calluses, and the massage. I don't go get my toes painted. I go to have my feet massaged and calluses removed. And so every time I go, they run. These chicks run. They see me walk in the door at this place at like 9:30. It opens at 9:30. I walk in the door. And these chicks are like, it's like battle of the bands. These chicks are knocking each other over to get to me because I drop a 20 on them to do a foot massage for 8 minutes. Meanwhile, everybody else, all these rich women around here, I live around rich asshat people. Everybody's rich. And they give them $2. Have you ever seen these people tip? They give them like $2 or $3. The chick's down there scraping your bunions and you give her $2. I'm like, what could be worse? I give the chick 20 and she's like, I mean, she's ready to give me like favors. I mean, like, she's like, yo, you want me to put this glove on? I'm like, you know, because they know me. I come in there dropping 20s down on the table when everyone else leaves $2. Here's your tip, honey. I see these women leaving them $2. I'm like, here you go. Thanks so much for scraping my, my corns. Carver High tips big when he's drunk. I mean, if he wins a big bet in Vegas for like 10 grand, I mean, my boy is handing out 20s to homeless people. I mean, he is he's like stopping Skid Row. He's throwing 20s out the window for a mile. Like he's just whipping them out the window like a scene from a bad movie. I always, the waiters and waitresses, I always do them up because they treat you like crap the whole way. Like, what can I get you? And they want to kill you dead with a steak knife in your eyeball. Meanwhile, at the end, you give them a big fat tip and they're like, oh my God, let's have sex. I go to this diner all the time, this mob diner, and it's just like you go in there, you get shot in your face. And I go in always and I give the chick like a 20 on like a $8 breakfast. I give her $20 and the chick's like, I'm gonna lift my shirt for you. Alright, so here's the deal. That's crazy. In his career, he's played 300 games. This is 300th game tonight, Embiid, but he's missed 307 games. That's crazy. That's the only thing I'm worried about with him the rest of the way. Is he going to make it to the finish line with all of his injuries? 55-44 Sixers on the Mavs, 2:47 left in the half. They had like an hour delay over a basket rim. They had to remove one of the baskets in the game. It took them forever. It took them an hour. The Thunder lead the Blazers with 7 minutes left, 82-80. I can't even believe that. And then the Nuggets lost to the Pelicans. They were laying 5.5 and lost to Denver. Denver lost to the Pelicans. So I got burned on that game. For sure, because I had the Nuggets, and I was 10-2 at one point. Now 10-4 with that misery. I need the Sixers to win this game tonight. I have a feeling they'll blow it, right? Don't you, Carver High? The way these road teams go in the NBA, yes. Like they're up 20 the whole game, and then in the second half, you know what's going to happen? Dallas is going to come back.
I agree.
Especially if they let Danny Green keep playing and shooting. I mean, they are awful. I got to tell you, all they have in my view is Maxey and Embiid. That's it. The rest of them are bums.
Soon they'll have Harden and Embiid. Harden and Embiid by the end of the
week. Yeah, then they'll have Harden, and he's a fat ass, too. And when he leaves the Nets, you know, I'm going to turn on him like a
sieve. That's what's going to ruin your Embiid ticket. You know that. When Harden goes there and becomes a ball hog, takes the ball away from JoJo.
Oh, God. Oh, don't even say that to me. I hope you have a safe flight to L.A., Carver High, without too much turbulence. But since you just said that about my MB 3000 ticket, I hope you have some turbulence leaving JFK. I'll see you in Lipstick City, 4 East on Monday on Coast to Coast. Wheels up for the City of Angels. Good night from New York.